in the depths of Lake Vigre. We are entering a darkened hall where the underwater world of the lake has been presented. Its center is occupied by a bathyscaphe, an underwater submersible. Near the entrance along the wall, there is an original 14th century oak dugout, a boat made out of a hollowed out log of a single tree. It was pulled up from the bottom of one of the lakes of the Suwałki region. Above this valuable specimen, there is an illustration which will show us the names of individual zones of a lake. In this hall, we can see sediments from the bottom of the lake, the world of zooplankton, aquatic invertebrates, and fish of Lake Vigre. The touchscreens show presentations about plants and animals living in the coastal zone of the lakes. For a start, we recommend you get into the bathyscaphe and travel to the depths of the lake. Inside, on two monitors, you can watch a movie. Through three periscopes mounted on a pillar, you can see a slideshow of the underwater world. The hall of the bathyscaphe has portholes, which allow us to look at the underwater world, and peepholes through which we can see landscapes of the Vigre region from different historical periods, starting in antiquity up until the mid-20th century. The posters located in the room show the abundance of life forms in the lake. On the wall, between the entrance and the bathyscaphe, there are 3D pictures which show a blow-up of the sediment layers of Lake Vigre. In many places throughout the lake, the sediments are light in color, which is the result of the high content of calcium carbonate. This is the so-called carbonate gatia, or lake chalk. Calcium carbonate forms on the surface of aquatic plants during the process of photosynthesis. Within the sediments, along with fine-grained elements, we can also find tube-like structures, which are the fragments of calcium deposits which long ago covered plant stems. Composition of sediments in various parts of the lake and in different bodies of water can differ greatly and depends on the number and quality of the remains of the organisms which settle on the bottom, the time and method of their decomposition, the size of the particles, the amount of sand, gravel and rock, chemical content, and many other factors. The backlit transparent poster shows the abundance of life in a drop of water. These are minute crustacean and rotifer zooplankton. The largest organism shown here is the predatory crustacean belonging to the Cladocera order, with the Latin name Leptodora, which in reality reaches a size of several millimeters. Plankton is a group of tiny organisms which passively float in water. It contains many groups and species of aquatic organisms, including plants, or phytoplankton, and animals, or zooplankton. It contains many groups and species of aquatic organisms, including plants, or phytoplankton, and animals, or zooplankton. The phytoplankton is dominated by cyanobacteria and algae, while the zooplankton is predominantly protozoa, rotifers, and crustaceans. An important part of plankton are the groups of microorganisms, or bacterioplankton. Next to the poster with zooplankton, there is a three-dimensional picture presenting some invertebrates, which live in the shallow waters of the coastal zone, or the littoral zone, of the lake. Here we can see the larvae of flies, caddisflies, gamari, and leeches. The area shown in the picture in reality represents a rectangle which is 5 centimeters wide by 13 centimeters long.